Yeah, I definitely feel like we're moving forward. The way the car drove in California, in traffic, out of traffic, the balance between the two situations was really good for us. I was able to pass a lot of cars. Certainly need more speed, but we're developing our product each and every week. So last year, the spring race in Texas was really good to us, and we obviously have high hopes going back there as well.
TheFinalLap.com.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like IT Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th. So hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
The Home Depot has free carpet installation for any carpet purchase over $699. Free installation, as in no hidden fees for moving furniture, ripping out old carpet, carpeting stairs. Fees other places charge for their free carpet installation, we don't. For carpet installation that really is free, start with carpet from The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
What's the top item on your sports bucket list? Yeah, we're doing that show again. 319-366-1600.
Got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Woods for birdie. And the first Tiger roar of the 82nd Masters Tournament. A birdie for Woods at number three.
Tiger one over today in his return to Augusta. He's behind Zach Johnson on the leaderboard. Welcome in. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. Tiger Woods, the subject of our first interview today, coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll have CBS journalist Armin Katane on the program with us. We've been looking forward to this all week long. He co-authored a brand new book with Jeff Benedict called Tiger Woods. It's available at bookstores everywhere. And needless to say, the Tiger Woods camp is not happy that the book is out. We'll talk with Armin about the critical reception for the book as well as the critical reception from the Woods camp. Also joining us on the program today, it is opening day of the 2018 Midwest League baseball season. The Cedar Rapids Colonels on the road tonight in Davenport, taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits. You'll hear from new Colonel skipper Toby Gardenhire coming up at 5:30. Woodja on the line at 6:05 tonight. Plus, we've got another pair of tickets to see the Counting Crows as they hit the U.S. Cellular Center this September, celebrating 25 years on the road touring. Greatest couple minutes here because it's me talking about me, and I don't like talking about me, despite what you may think listening to the program every day, despite the fact that my name is on the show, despite the fact that people who listen, the number one question is, what is Todd like in real life? Tyler used to get that all the time, and he was like, he's exactly like he is on the air. And I never knew whether that was a compliment or something else.
No, it's the truth. It's neither.
It's
the truth.
Well, it's the truth.
Neither a compliment,
but again, I don't know
or
whether
a dig.
It's almost like today when I went to lunch and the guy who was operating the cash register had a very weird look on his face about halfway through my order. And I thought, man, this guy really just is not into my ordering today. And before I could finish, he finished the order for me. And the weird look was he was trying to remember what I was going to say because I have a very specific order every time I go to this place. And I said, I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. And his response to me was, dude, at least it's a salad. And I was like, okay, yeah, it's
true.
A salad and not the double, triple decker extra cheese. Now, that's another restaurant that I go to every once in a while, but somebody asked me, well, it's actually our pal Rick Swan, who's on the air right now across the hall from us at Smart FM. You can find him at 95.1 FM here in Cedar Rapids when you're not listening to us, preferably. He said, well, what is the number one item on your bucket list, and the sports bucket list? And I got to thinking about it, and I've been to the World. Not only have I been to a World Series game, but I've been to a World Series game at Wrigley Field, which is something I never thought I would do in my lifetime a couple years ago. That probably was number 1B on my life's to-do list. Well, I realized today in answering Rick's question that 1A is also crossed off the list, and that was to cover a Rose Bowl. I wanted nothing more in my life than to go to Pasadena, not as a spectator, but as somebody who was covering a game there. And thanks to a very wonderful season by Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes, I got to do that a couple years ago. So items number 1 and 2 are crossed off the top of the list. And I thought, okay, I've done the Rose Bowl. I've done a World Series game, not only a World Series game, but one at Wrigley Field in which I was watching the Cubs. The Super Bowl would be okay. I mean, I would put the Super Bowl, at least for me, and for those of you who may not be aware, I'm a Packers fan. I would like to put that behind the Masters at this point. So, yes, my number one item on my sports bucket list would be to be at Augusta right now, and I know yours would be as well.
I said prior to coming on the show, I've been watching all day, in and out of the doctor's office, but I've been watching all day the Masters. And I said to Rick Swan, I go, Rick, I'm not a huge golf fan, but I would do bad things to be at the Masters right now. Semi-borderline criminal things to be at that event right now. And I don't know.
You did say borderline criminal things.
Yes, borderline.
Which apparently runs in the Kuhn family from what you've told me.
I don't know about that. But I don't know where I would rank the Masters as far as bucket list events of things that I want to see, but it's clear it's definitely in the top five. I think Super Bowl's there. I want to go to, I want to see the Olympics in person, whether it's the summer or the Winter Olympics. But everything else has kind of been crossed off. I've been to a Final Four. I've been to an NFC Championship game. I've been to an AFC Championship game. I haven't covered a Rose Bowl, but I've been to the Rose Bowl a couple of times. And the Masters are right up there. I want to see a golf event, period. And I'm going to get that chance when the PGA Championship comes to Belle Reve in St. Louis in the summer. So that next step would be to go see the Masters.
Well, I have some unfortunate news. Kyle has just passed me a note here and said that Armin Katane has called us. Now, granted, the note does say, in a panic, saying that he was very sorry and had an emergency and cannot join us today. So that's the bad news. The really bad news is I have no idea what we're going to talk about coming up at the bottom of the hour, and that's why you should have a list of emergency topics to go to. We can play Guess That Quarterback again today, but Alex ran the table yesterday. His answers would likely be the same. If you missed yesterday's program, you can download the podcast at kgymradio.com. It could take 20 minutes to give away the Counting Crows tickets. I don't think anybody would find that all that interesting. But the good news here is that he's going to join us tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Awesome.
So tomorrow's show is fantastic because, and Kyle may not be aware of this because we are completely booked up. I took the liberty of inviting Colonel's General Manager Scott Wilson into the studio tomorrow at 4:30. To discuss opening night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. It's Saturday, 5 o'clock, taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits. So we'll have Scott Wilson in the studio with us tomorrow at 4:30. We're going to have Armin Katane at 5 o'clock. We're going to hear from, I believe, we have Tom Brands tomorrow.
We do.
To talk about the wrestling that is occurring without Russia and Iran in Carver Hawkeye Arena this weekend. And then at 6 o'clock tomorrow, we've got Iowa men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey, along with Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. That perhaps is going to be the single greatest show that we have ever done here at KGYM. This one is probably not going to be in the running for that. As Scott Unash walks in, I always get nervous when people walk into the studio in the middle of the show.
I heard the first part of your show, and I, as a golfer, if you indeed procure Masters tickets, I will allow you to
You're making to an go. Executive decision?
I am making an executive decision.
I should have spoke up 3 or 4 years ago.
Because you should have. You should have.
I follow the... Unlike some people that have sat here in this chair, I follow the rules to a T here in the building, and I knew.
Because if I get Masters tickets again, by gosh, I'm going.
So that settles it.
That is off my bucket list, by the way, because I was there in 2003.
I do have a friend who went to the Masters a couple years ago, and I think I've shared this story before, but I tell it to everybody. Do not be afraid to enter those online contests on Facebook and various other outlets where you think, oh, this is just a scam, because my friend won tickets to the Masters by participating in a Facebook contest. And when they called, they said, well, what day would you like to go? So it wasn't just
fishy out of the shoot.
It wasn't just, well, we'll give you tickets to Tuesday to the driving range or to the par three on Wednesday. And so he gave the only answer that you give when you are asked that Sunday. So he was there for Bubba's win a couple years ago.
Very nice. But I give you permission to go.
What's on your so you've been to Augusta.
Yep.
And you've done the Indianapolis 500, which is, if I had a top 10 list, it would be on there. Probably somewhere ahead of Midwest League opening day at Modern Woodman Park in Davenport tonight. Although Steve Batterson from the Quad City Times says it is a balmy 47 degrees on the river in Davenport. Perfect Midwest League opening weather.
I've been to a Midwest League opener many
What's
times.
So the number one Scott Unash bucket list item? I'm going to guess either the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, being there physically present, or you would like to perhaps... Well, I'm not going to guess for you.
I've done U.S. Open. I've done PGA. I've done them all except the Open. Maybe Open Championship, like at St. Andrews.
That makes sense. Yeah, I would have guessed that.
Maybe Coon's dad can get you free tickets to that, too.
I don't think he has those British connections.
Or probably, you saw the Cubs a couple years ago. I missed the White Sox when they were in the World Series. So maybe in hopefully 3 or 4 years.
Hey, 4975 was listening yesterday. They said coming up at the bottom of the hour, we can do favorite Fleetwood Mac songs. That was the text line yesterday. As somebody pointed out, it was the equivalent of yelling squirrel to the texters, which I found that if you do that, at least at my house, you will set in motion a tornado of activity with an almost 2-year-old that is just, it's not something that you want to ever do.
Squirrel.
And he comes thundering toward the window, and there's about a 65% chance that he trips and winds up whacking his head on the ledge. But he loves squirrels. So, I don't know. This is a topic that gets overdone every year, but you got to warm up the leftovers in the microwave every once in a while, and this is going to be one of those days. I want to go. And the best part is, not the worst part, but the best part is they don't even let you take your phones on the course. And so it forces you to live in the moment. And I've always been a big proponent of that. When I was at the World Series a couple years ago, my goal was to spend as little time on my phone as possible. And you always see the pictures nowadays of thousands of idiots with their phones recording video of something that you can go to MLB.com and get video of the next day.
Yeah.
And that's not me. I would rather live in the moment and focus on what's in front of me than focus on my phone and whether or not I'm getting the perfect shot. But I understand the world that we live in nowadays, everybody has to have their own video, their own Twitter, their own Instagram of whatever moment is occurring.
What happens at the Masters if you pull out your phone and try to take video?
They will boot you faster than if you say dilly dilly, which I didn't hear it today on the broadcast.
Or anything like that. Here's the deal.
Yeah, Budweiser was sending 1,000 shirts to Augusta. My guess is many of those shirts are in the parking lot at the Hooters.
Next to John Daly's trailer.
For those of you that don't know, John Daly shows up at the Masters every year in his RV and parks in the Hooters parking lot. They're one of his sponsors. And hawks merchandise like a washed-up professional wrestler. I will never forget the night that the Colonels had the Global Force Wrestling show and the sight of Hacksaw Jim Duggan sitting at a 5x7 folding table with a bank bag of money selling his own photos and small pieces of 2x4.
Oh, jeez.
Nothing is... Well, I don't want to say nothing is sadder because you guys haven't heard the next half hour yet, but that ranks right up there.
To answer your question, Alex, the Masters frowns upon electronic equipment during the tournament. We went on Monday and Tuesday, which actually I would do again because that was you can talk to the competitors. I mean, you don't go up, "Hey Phil, how you doing?" But you know they tend to carry on a conversation.
I'm glad you brought that up because one of the things we're going to talk with Armin Katane about at the bottom of the hour now tomorrow at 5 o'clock is one of his sources for this book, which I know you're anxious to get your hands on, as is Mark. Mark O'Meara, who was Tiger Woods' BFF on the tour, and he actually interviewed Mark O'Meara during a pro-am, walked along with him on the golf course, and was asking him questions, and he knew it was the type of interview he wasn't going to be able to get over the phone because Mark O'Meara would have shot him down.
Yeah.
So he showed up at a pro-am, and face-to-face, he got a lot of the information in this book. Information, for the record, that Tiger's people want you all to know is just rehashed. It's fake news. It's a bad book. Don't buy the book. Armin will tell you differently tomorrow. And you read a little bit of it today. I finished it last night.
I just got...
It's good.
I was able to skim it and then read from first page to last a chapter about the infamous crash.
Oh, sure.
Yes. Poor Elin.
I know.
Well, she's doing fine.
I'm sure she is, but at the time...
Financially, at least.
By the way, don't have your cell phone, even on Monday or Tuesday, go off. Even during the practice rounds, because I saw a guy taken down, you know, like a steer and escorted from the grounds.
Like physically tackled, taken to the ground because his phone went off.
Yes.
By the way, my favorite contest that I saw on Twitter this week was there was an outlet there that was, if you retweeted the picture of the cookie, they were going to send one person a cookie from the Masters. It comes in the cellophane wrapper with the Masters logo on it.
Cheapest concession prices.
That's
cheapest.
That's tomorrow's show. Yeah. Don't go, everybody.
Now what are we going to talk about at the bottom of the hour?
It is. You can eat for $5 or $6. And when I say eat, you can get a sandwich, a drink, and a cookie or a snack for $6.
Yep.
You can't even do that at a Colonels game. No offense to our good friends over at the Colonels. And again, we'll talk plenty about what's in store at Veterans Memorial Stadium with Scott tomorrow when he's here in the studio with us. Not this Scott, the other Scott, which somebody on the text line wants us to ask him about his high school wrestling days tomorrow.
Apparently whether or not he holds some records.
Whether or not he still has the record at Marion for fastest pin.
Oh.
In 8 seconds, apparently. So either that or they got wrestling confused with professional bull riding. Right? You stay on for 8 seconds. We're going to stay on for 2.5 hours today. And 20 minutes is the vast abyss known as a guest had to bail at the last minute. There's baseball going on today. Opening day at Target Field. There was an eagle attack. Not really an attack, but...
James Paxton of the Mariners?
Well, There goes that bullet. Just fired that into the air. I feel like the saviors on The Walking Dead. We're just wasting ammunition
right and left now.
Here. Hey, we got a tie atop the leaderboard at the Masters.
Al Tong Lee.
Bless you. Say it again one more time.
Haotong Lee.
Haotong Lee. Okay, now at least I know how to pronounce it. Zach looks good.
Yep.
Jordan Spieth looks good. Tiger looks okay.
He sprayed it around a little today.
But
he's in it.
Is Y.E. Yang still on the tour?
Y.E. Yang, no.
Okay, because not to spoil anything, but according to Armin Katane's book, that was the beginning of a vicious spiral when he lost
when,
the, when
lost
Tiger
the PGA
Woods
to Y.E. Yang.
Lost the PGA to Y.E. Yang.
Well, we've all been a part of a vicious spiral. I think mine is about to begin in 2 minutes.
No, you guys will be fine.
We'll step aside and take a quick break. Kyle's going to come in here. He'll have a big board for you. And then coming up, Scott Unash pretends to be Armin Katane as we do 20 minutes. No. Armin's going to be with us tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And he's a big-time legitimate journalist, and he's actually apologetic for not being able to be on with us. Most people would have just said, I can't do it today. And left us in the lurch. So
it's a great sign.
It's a very good sign. Big board update on the way next.
It's the Cubs Report, brought to you by Hertin and Stocker Jewelers in downtown Iowa City. Find them on the Ped Mall at 101 South Dubuque Street. Renovations at Wrigley Field forced the Cubs to open the season on a 10-game road trip. And tonight, that odyssey takes them to Milwaukee for the first of four games with the Brewers. Expect to see a lot of Cubs fans in the stands despite Milwaukee's best efforts to keep the stadium bereft of Chicagoans. The team took a page from the NHL's Nashville Predators this year, offering a special pre-sale of tickets for all Cubs games to only those buyers who had a Wisconsin address. Good luck with that. There were plenty of Chicago fans in America's Dairyland, and a quick check of the secondary market today shows there were plenty of good cheap seats available for anyone willing to make the drive north from Illinois. Lefty John Lester will look for his first win of the season while hoping to lower his 8.10 ERA in the process. Milwaukee sends southpaw and Chicago native Brent Suter to the mound. First pitch at Miller Park is scheduled for 7:10.
Beautiful burrito ingredients divided in the loneliest way. But only Poncheros lets good ingredients play. Begin the introductions, Bob the Tool. Chicken, meat cheese. Cheese, meat rice. Rice, meat salsa. Salsa, meat beans. Pinch me, Bob. I'm in a perfectly mixed-up dream. Poncheros. Ingredients bobbed fresh. Burritos better built.
Dr. Pepper Schnapple Group is filling Cedar Rapids area positions for delivery drivers and driver trainees. Delivery driver applicants must hold or be able to obtain a Class A CDL during the training period. You can make a competitive wage. We are offering a hiring bonus for Class A certified CDL holders. Dr. Pepper Schnapple Group is also hiring full-time merchandisers to provide merchandising support to retail stores. Apply online or get more information at dpsg.com/careers. Put your hard work and innovation to work and get rewarded for it with Dr. Pepper Schnapple Group, an equal opportunity employer.
Back to the Todd Brottelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
That's the most asinine marketing I've ever heard of.
4:30, like clockwork every day. I've got to get that figured out. Although yesterday I took care of the problem. Maybe it was just up in the rotator today. But people are going to get tired of hearing Harry complaining about Cracker Jacks. You never get tired of hearing one thing on this program, and that's big board updates. Kyle's got your first of the day right here.
Iowa baseball beat Grandview yesterday 4-2 in Iowa City. Not a single Hawkeye had multiple hits, but Lorenzo Elliott had two RBI, Brett McCleary had one, and the bullpen was sensational. Seven relievers took the mound and gave up two hits over seven shutout innings, combining for 10 strikeouts and getting Cam Bowman his first victory of the year. The Hawkeyes have a series with Ohio State this weekend. Iowa City West grad and Northern Iowa guard Tanner Lohaus has decided to switch sports and pursue a career in baseball, and because Northern Iowa discontinued its program in 2009, that means he'll be leaving the school. He played 3 years of varsity baseball as a Trojan, as a pitcher, and shortstop. It's a opening day for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, but the festivities will take place in the Quad Cities at the home of the River Bandits. Lefty Brian Sammons went 3-1 in five appearances for the Colonels last season. He gets the opening day start opposite Patrick Sandoval for the River Bandits. And also of note, former Hawkeye slugger Jake Adams is liable to make an appearance for Quad Cities. The Rough Riders beat the Madison Capitals here in Cedar Rapids last night 4-1. They're out of the playoff hunt but sit two games under 500 with four games remaining. They'll be back at home with the Sioux City Musketeers on Saturday. And at the Masters, Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson is two under after his first round, just two strokes off the lead. We've got the Twins and Mariners over on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. Kyle Gibson got the start opposite James Paxton. Paxton actually had a bald eagle land on his shoulder in pregame, and his Mariners lead 2-0 in the fourth.
All right. Well, we were going to talk about the new Tiger Woods book that Jeff Benedict and Armin Katain authored. We will do that tomorrow at 5 o'clock instead. Coming up, what did we play yesterday? What did I call that?
Name that quarterback.
Name that quarterback. Well, we're going to have a version of that, except it'll be a nod toward opening day for the minor leagues. I'm going to put Alex and Kyle on the spot when we return after this in a game that I like to call We Don't Have Armin Katain. That's not a very good name for a segment. We Don't Have Armin Katain. But what we will call this when we return is Real or Fake Minor League Team Nickname.
I like this.
Okay?
Mm. Okay. I like this.
Real or Fake Minor League Team Nickname in honor of Minor League Baseball opening day across the country. iCubs in action tonight. The Colonels on the road at the Quad Cities River Bandits. And the... No, I can't do it. I can't give you a name here because then it would unveil one of the real or fake. It was like giving you Steve McNair last night.
The Buckingham Horseshoes, real
Steve
or fake.
Steve McNair, oh, who could they be comparing him to? The black quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Ding! Yeah.
Case Keenum, short and white. Who could they be comparing him to? Baker Mayfield.
The
ding!
That's so lazy.
The bald eagle thing with James Paxton is interesting to me. Paxton, for those of you who do not know, is Canadian. So perhaps the bald eagle was trying to make a statement. And ironically enough, they were trolling. The Twins were apparently trolling Paxton right and left today for his Canadian heritage, whether they meant to or not. Not only did they have the bald eagle flyover, but throwing out the first pitch today at Target Field, first pitches, I should say, the gold medal winning United States men's curling squad. And let's just say after seeing the video, those guys should probably stick to curling. It was somewhere, I would say somewhere north of 50 cent on the bad first pitch scale. But
wait, worse or better?
Better.
Okay.
50 cent
is the... Because
it can't
get much worse than that.
50 cent is the... One of my all-time favorite videos on the internet is the mashup of Vlad Guerrero hitting 50 cents first pitch. If you have not seen that, you should check it out. 4:35, we'll step aside and take a break. When we come back, real or fake minor league team nickname. Back with more after this.
This bottom of the hour sports beat is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 14 years of service.
At Hawkeye Title and Settlement, if we had our way, every house, every store, pretty much every building would be painted black and gold. But alas, ours is not a perfect world. Hi, this is Steve Anderson, and our Hawkeye-loving staff has accepted that fact. So, no matter what color residential or commercial property you're selling or buying, we're here when you need efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Sorry, black and gold paint sold separately. Hawkeye Title and Settlement of Iowa City. You'll love our team just like you love the Hawks.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
The Twitterverse blew up early yesterday afternoon when the Ravens signed Robert Griffin III to back up Joe Flacco. People saying that's a dumb move. Heck, he hasn't played since 2016. How does he end up somewhere before Colin Kaepernick? I don't entirely disagree with most of this, but am I the only one who thinks it's not the backup quarterback position that's a problem for Baltimore? Joe Flacco is without question the most overpaid player this side of Kirk Cousins. He's making some $22 million a year for what? In his last three seasons, he's gone 20 and 22 as a starter. And in those 3 years, he's thrown 12 more touchdowns than picks. 4 years ago, he threw 15 more touchdowns than picks in that one season. He's not a game changer at quarterback. Hasn't been for a while. So while all of you poke fun at RG3 or at the Ravens for grabbing him, don't forget the bigger question. Does it matter who their number two QB is when their number one isn't going to get them anywhere anyway? In 60 seconds, it may be time to believe.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
It's a great time to let go with the Samsung Spring for Something New event.
We came to party and we won't go home.
Upgrade and save on the latest Samsung appliances, like the Family Hub refrigerator and the Flex Wash and Flex Dry Laundry Pair. Upgrade to Samsung appliances today and get up to $500 back. Shop now at your local retailers or Samsung.com. $500 Visa reward cards. Requires purchase of 3 or more appliances over $5,000 in online plan. Exclude Chef Collection. See Samsung.com for terms.
He's a 23-year-old big league rookie who was brutal in spring training. Couldn't pitch, couldn't hit, and that's kind of a problem because he pitches and hits. But Shohei Ohtani might just be okay. Yesterday, the Angel blasted a home run off of two-time Cy Young Award winner Corey Kluber. That came a day after Ohtani blasted his first home run in his first home at-bat. That came 2 days after he picked up his first big league win with 6 strong innings in his first big league start. He's arguably the most must-watch player in all of baseball because he's the most unique one. He'll make his next start on the Hill Sunday against the A's, the team he beat last Sunday. Until then, let's just hope he continues to pop into Mike Socha's lineup. You know, watching him swing and pitch now does make me ask myself one question. Why in the world was he so awful in spring training? With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Hey, just ask your delivery guy. Or the guy who built your delivery guy's house. Or the guy who laid the highway for the guy who built your delivery guy's house. Ford Commercial Vehicles can handle the job. During commercial vehicle season, save on Transit, Transit Connect, E-Series, Super Duty, and Medium Duty trucks. Ford Trucks and Vans. Year after year, America's best-selling line of commercial vehicles because they're built Ford tough.
Claim based on IHS Market calendar year 1985 through 2017. U.S. TIP registrations excluding registrations to individuals. See your dealer for details.
Back to the Todd Brommelkam Show right here on KGYM.
I'm fired, aren't I?
Oh, yes.
Colonels, real or fake minor league nickname? Oh, wait, don't answer yet. Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on all three KGYM frequencies. 4:39, back a little bit later than normal because we ran a little bit longer than normal on that last segment. Armin Katane was supposed to be joining us on the program right now. He has been rescheduled for tomorrow at 5 o'clock. His book, co-authored with Jeff Benedict, is called simply Tiger Woods. It's available from Simon & Schuster at fine bookstores everywhere, including your local bookstores. Don't just log on and order it online. Check out one of these
Shop
local. Exactly. Apparently, I do a little bit too much of that because the guy at the counter already knew what I was going to order on my salad earlier today. We got a poll question for you at KGYMradio.com today, brought to you by our friends at, speaking of shopping locally, Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot. What are your expectations for the Colonels this season? The Colonels getting their 2018 Midwest League season underway tonight in Davenport. You'll hear from manager Toby Gardenhire coming up in about 50 minutes. We'll play that interview for you at 5:30 tonight. Colonels taking on the River Bandits. I vote for, and I'm the one who put it on there, who cares as long as the beer is cold, which is something that many minor league baseball fans will tell you because they're not necessarily baseball fans. They're at minor league sports are more social outings than they are sporting events. Most people go to, and there's nothing wrong with this, but most people go to Veterans Memorial Stadium or the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena or the U.S. Cellular Center, rest in peace, Cedar Rapids Aroma. We hardly knew ye. For social purposes, not because they're invested in the outcome of the game.
Remember when I told you I had an interview with the Gateway Grizzlies?
Yes.
That one time?
Hold on, let me cross Grizzlies off the list here.
Cross Gateway Grizzlies, and the announcer that went viral because he read somebody's Twitter account and thought that what he was saying was actually the truth when he was just quoting
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Well, that guy told me that a motto that I think a lot of minor league baseball and minor league teams live by, we're not, especially for the Grizzlies, because they're in a major league town, we're not competing with the Cardinals. We're competing with the movies and the batting cages.
That is absolutely, absolutely 100% accurate. Okay, so here's the deal. I've got in front of me a list of names that, sadly enough, I didn't need to look up because I know off the top of my head that these are either current minor league team nicknames or nicknames that are no longer in use. So that, hence, the real minor league team, current minor league team, or non-existent team.
Wait, so the ones that are non-existent may have once been a minor league team?
Yes, and or are not real at all.
Okay.
Okay? And for the purpose of this, because there is one on the list here that is an independent team, I consider independent baseball teams to not be minor league teams.
The Evansville Otters.
For the purpose, a independent team.
Real.
Nice work, Alex.
The Chillicothe Paints.
The Schaumburg Boomers.
Okay. They used to be the Flyers.
Yes. Yes, they did.
The Joliet. Okay. Now we're not running down the route. Okay. So the first one up.
Kyle, I'll let you go first on all of these because.
Thank you.
Okay. The first one up is Roosters. Mm. Currently in use or either not real, old nickname, or independent baseball team. Is there a minor league baseball team going by the name of the Roosters?
I can see it being used somewhere in the countryside, but the Rooster feels slightly outdated. So I'm going to guess that it used to be a nickname.
Yeah, that name is no longer in use.
Oh.
I was going to say that there's no way that somebody still uses Roosters as their nickname.
There was at one point in time a minor league team known as the Port City Roosters.
Where is Port City?
Somewhere out east. I think it was in the Eastern League. Jason Veritek was a Port City Rooster in the Mariners organization. Alex, Jumbo Shrimp.
Ooh.
Not shrimp. Jumbo Shrimp.
I feel like I know a lot of minor league baseball nicknames. So if there was a team named the Jumbo Shrimp, I feel like I would have heard about it. I've heard about the Rumble Ponies and the Baby Cakes.
Crossing Baby Cakes off the list.
Jumbo Shrimp is something you'd remember.
Yeah,
sure.
There's no way that a minor league baseball team is still named the freaking Jumbo Shrimps.
That is the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
Current?
And not only is it current, but they just changed the name last season. They've been
the Jumbo Shrimp?
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. They were for years known as the Jacksonville Suns. Tom Seaver pitched for them. Nolan Ryan pitched for them.
So they went from the Suns. Yeah,
felt that the nickname was a little old, dated, and they went with the oxymoron Jumbo Shrimp.
That's a brutal nickname. Yeah. How are you gonna get anybody to take you seriously when you're playing the Jumbo Shrimp?
They are the Double-A affiliate of the Florida Marlins, the Miami Marlins, excuse me, and you go from being a Jumbo Shrimp to a Baby Cake. As you mentioned, New Orleans known as the Baby Cakes.
Unbelievable.
Who's awful. So is this segment. Kyle is up. The Isotopes.
Ooh.
I know this one.
Yeah, I know that one,
okay,
too. And I shout out to...
Well, the listeners may not.
MLB
so
The Show
along.
Can help you with this stuff. The Isotopes, I forget where they're from, but the Isotopes are definitely real and current.
Albuquerque.
One of the greatest minor league names in existence because it is a direct reference to a Simpsons episode. If you're a fan of the Simpsons, you know that there was an episode in which the Springfield Isotopes, named after the fact that Springfield has the nuclear power plant that Homer Simpson works at, the Isotopes moved famously on the Simpsons to Albuquerque. And so when Albuquerque got its minor league baseball team back. They used to be, before they were the Isotopes, and perhaps somebody from the gym class would know this if he were here in the building, and maybe he wouldn't, but they were for years known as the Albuquerque Dukes.
Can we get Mark Dukes in an Albuquerque Dukes hat?
They were a Dodgers affiliate for a number of years.
I'm sure that they're, you can find them somewhere, but I've actually been to the Albuquerque Isotope Stadium, right next to the famous venue, The Pit,
I'm guessing,
which is where
Steve
the New Mexico Lobos play.
Probably wanted free tickets to an Isotopes game at some point in time. Okay, are we to you, Alex?
Yes.
Boll weevils. Do you know what a boll weevil is?
Some kind of dog?
It's a rodent of some sort.
That's actually not accurate
either. Guinea pig?
No? It's an insect.
Oh.
It eats cotton. It's something, if you were farming cotton, you would not want to have a boll weevil infestation.
The boll weevils.
Think South Atlantic League, cotton-producing indigenous regions of the country.
I
don't want to look at the text line right now. We were supposed to be talking with Armin Katain right now, and as an emergency, now we're filling time. Now we're filling this segment with real or fake
name.
Minor league.
Not real anymore. Not in existence. Maybe once was, but not
That's
anymore.
That's actually correct. It was, at one point in time, a minor league team nickname. The Piedmont Boll Weevils. They were a Phillies affiliate, but they don't exist anymore.
Where's Piedmont?
It's in the Carolinas.
Ah.
That's my answer for anything when
it's
I'm not
east.
Sure whether it's North Carolina or South Carolina. Could be North Carolina. Okay. Kyle. Rock cats.
That sounds really easy. Maybe they're from Little Rock. Maybe they're somewhere mountainous. I'm gonna say yeah. I think that's real and in use.
It is real, but it's no longer in use. They were for a number of years a AA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. Our pal Tommy Watkins was a New Britain rock cat.
That's right.
New Britain, Connecticut.
They
were also, before they were the New Britain rock cats. And I don't know why they decided to go this route. They had branded themselves as the Hardware City Rock Cats.
What?
Because New Britain is, I believe, the home of Stanley Tools. There's a tool maker in New Britain, Connecticut. Hardware City. No one knew where Hardware City was, so they changed the name to the Rock Cats. Okay, Alex. The Beach Bums.
That's real.
You're very sure of that. A real affiliated minor league baseball team, the Beach Bums.
I've heard of that team, a team named the Beach Bums. Now, I can't remember if it was affiliated with minor league baseball or not, but I have heard this name before. Is this like a North... It's not a Northwoods League. No, this is a... Not the Northwoods League, but the team out or the league out east. It's a summer collegiate team.
That
so,
league out east. Are we Iowa State and Iowa talking
the
about
the Coastal
one
Plain
another?
League, right?
Alex just told us he says out east when he doesn't know where something is.
No, the Coastal Plain League. Is there a team in the Coastal Plain League called the Beach Bums?
No. It's an independent team.
Yeah.
Okay.
In
so,
Traverse City, Michigan.
Okay. So not There's affiliated, no but there is a team named the Beach Bums. In Michigan?
Yeah, what?
In Michigan.
Oh, on the lake.
Yeah.
Okay.
My good friend Andrew Rudnick was the play-by-play announcer for the Traverse City Beach Bums for 1 year.
I knew that was a real team, but there's no way that's affiliated. So I got that one right.
Okay. Well, thus comes to a conclusion. See, I would use the other ones that I had on the list here off the top of my head are all teams that Kyle's going to know from playing MLB The Show.
What are they?
Like the Chihuahuas.
The Chihuahuas.
Yep.
Can
you name the city?
Everyday Joe Schmo. Yes, off the street may not know the El Paso Chihuahuas, but if you play
San Diego
a video
Padres,
game,
right?
They're Padres affiliate, yeah. And the Rubber Ducks.
That was just a recent rename, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the AA affiliate of the Cleveland Indians.
Pizza Rat?
Rubber Ducks. Pizza Rat was in the running for Staten Island. They decided not to relabel it. So if you, you know, you can do a lot worse than Colonels.
Yes, you can. What did the Daytona Cubs become after they...
The Tortugas, which is anybody that watches Breaking Bad remembers Tortuga as a character on Breaking Bad. It's a tortoise played by Danny Trejo, right? Yeah. It didn't end well for him. They're a Reds affiliate now, and you go from playing in Dayton to Daytona, which I can only imagine probably makes it very awkward when you change your address with the U.S. Postal Service. They probably are wondering if perhaps there's a typo there. 452, speaking of awkward, this is what happens when you plan on having a guest and then the guest is no longer with you. Guess what we were going to do at 5 o'clock today? We were going to play real or fake minor league. No, I'm kidding, of course. Or am I? We'll take a timeout. Kyle will remain here in the studio. He'll have another big board update for you when we return. Toby Gardenhire, new manager of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, joining the program tonight at 5:30. It is opening day across the country for minor league baseball teams everywhere, including the Colonels. You can see them at Veterans Memorial Stadium Saturday at 5 o'clock. They'll be taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits after two games in Davenport beginning tonight. Back with more after this.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 12 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The weather continues to put a damper on the spring sports season so far, but if Mother Nature cooperates, the Xavier Boys track and field team is scheduled to be at the Iowa City West Relays on Saturday. The boys and girls tennis teams are scheduled to start their season on Saturday as well. The boys hosting Waterloo West and the girls at Waterloo East. The football schedules have been released by the Iowa High School Athletic Association for the next 2 years. The defending Class 3A state champion Saints will open on the road at Iowa City Regina. Other non-district games will include Decorah, Davenport Assumption, and West Delaware. The other teams in Class 3A District 4 that the Saints will meet the next 2 years include Center Point Urbana, West Dubuque, Maquoketa, Marion, and Dubuque Waller.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYN.
Never heard of.
I'm not surprised. More people watch the fish tank than Leo's pet store.
BJ and Marion coming through on Twitter with a suggestion. There are a number of minor league baseball teams that are using alternate names this year to reach out to the Hispanic community. And San Antonio is one of those teams. I don't even know what that word is. It looks like a flying sandal. A chancta? I know I'm not saying that right. I didn't take Spanish in high school. But they're flying. It's not. See, the thing is, you can't just be the Squirrels. There is no minor league baseball team known simply as the Squirrels. But there is a minor league baseball team known as the Flying Squirrels, which is an actual animal, and I do understand that. take an animal and put some sort of descriptor in front of it, and you pretty much have a minor league team nickname. The Spinning Wombats. I bring up Wombats. That's actually the fantasy baseball team name of Tommy Birch from the Des Moines Register, who joined our fantasy baseball league this offseason. I don't know the origin behind it, but maybe the next time we have Tommy on with us, we can chat. Right now, we've got to send it over to Kyle. He's got a big board update.
Iowa baseball beat Grandview yesterday, 4-2 in Iowa City. Not a single Hawkeye had multiple hits, but Lorenzo Elian had two RBI. Brett McCleary also had one, and the bullpen was sensational. Seven relievers took the mound and gave up two hits over seven shutout innings, combining for 10 strikeouts and getting Cam Bauman his first victory of the year. The Hawkeyes have a series with Ohio State coming up this weekend. Iowa City West grad and Northern Iowa guard Tanner Lowhouse has decided to switch sports and pursue a career in baseball, and because Northern Iowa discontinued its program in 2009, that means he'll be leaving the school. He played 3 years of varsity baseball as a Trojan, as a pitcher and shortstop. It's opening day for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, but the festivities will take place in the Quad Cities at the home of the River Bandits. Lefty Brian Sammons went 3-1 in five appearances for the Colonels last season. He gets the opening day start opposite Patrick Sandoval for the River Bandits. And also of note, former Hawkeye slugger Jake Adams is liable to make an appearance for Quad Cities. The Rough Riders beat the Madison Capitals here in Cedar Rapids last night, 4-1. They're out of the playoff hunt, but sit two games under 500 with four games remaining. They'll be back at home with the Sioux City Musketeers on Saturday. And at the Masters, Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson is 2-under after his first round, just two strokes off the lead. We've got the Twins and Mariners over on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. Kyle Gibson got the start opposite James Paxton. Paxton actually had a bald eagle land on his shoulder in pregame, and his Mariners lead 2-0 in the fifth.
I'm glad that the bald eagle wasn't a one-off. I'm glad it's remaining on the big board. The video is something, if you've seen it on Twitter. Paxton barely even flinches. I would be wetting myself if a bald eagle didn't really attack him, but it did land on him. Speaking of wetting ourselves, what are we going to talk about next? Your guess is as good as mine.